Okay, good afternoon again. So, we should have our final meeting about the detailed design of the product of the remote control. So, here is the agenda for today. I'm just going to go quickly through the minutes of last meeting. Then we have a presentation of prototype Q2. Sounds interesting. And we'll have a presentation of evaluation criteria by our marketing experts. Then we'll have to go through finance evaluation of the cost of the thing. And hopefully we should fit the target of 12.5 euro. Okay, so let's go. If I go quickly to the minutes of the last meeting, so we went through, we took the following decisions. No LCD, no speech recognition technology, okay. We went through to a banana look and feel for the remote control. We went through the use of wheels and buttons, and also the use of a base station for battery charging, and also to call the remote control when it is lost. Okay. Good. So, guys, let's present us this wonderful thing.
Okay, so we can go to the slides.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Number three. Number two, sorry.
Which is?
So final design. Okay. So, Michael, you can go ahead.
Yeah, so following our decision to make a make a banana.
Yeah, can you show it to the camera, maybe?
Okay, so we actually have a...
You can pull it out first, maybe?
Well, first of all, we made an attractive base station with a banana leaf look and feel. And banana sits in there, you know, nicely weighted so that it's not going to tip over. And this is the remote itself. It's kind of it's ergonomic. It fits in the hand rather well. We've got the two scroll wheels here, which, you know, one on the left for the volume and one on the right for the channel. And underneath we have the turbo button, which is in like a nice trigger position for, you know, for pressing quite naturally.
What is the use of that turbo button already?
This is when you are scrolling through the channels, you can tell it to skip past channels that you quickly.
And then you stop. When you stop, it stops.
Yeah, well, when you stop scrolling the wheel, it stops. But normally with it will just stay on its station briefly so you can see it.
And we do have one more functionality. If you take the banana as such, and you press the turbo button, so it switch on the TV.
The TV, yeah.
Which one?
The turbo button.
So rather than having
additional
an extra
button
for the on-off switch, we just use the turbo button.
What is button?
This is a teletext button.
Okay.
So once you press that, then you get teletext, and you can use the channel selector scroll wheel as
to navigate.
To navigate.
That's right. That's right.
Do you want to go to page 700?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the wheels, easy.
Well, then you can you have like a little number selection thing. You press the teletext button to move between the fields, and then you can just scroll the number back and forth. So you scroll to 7 and then 00, and then you can.
I don't understand. Can you repeat it?
Well, you can press the teletext button.
Yeah.
So then both the scroll buttons, they are for teletext browsing. And you can tell it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Once you press that teletext button, then the scroll buttons, They are more for teletext. They are no more for channel or volume.
I see. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the infrared port.
That's right.
Also the top of the banana.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then we have in the base station we have the button at the front for
calling
the banana.
Okay.
Excellent. And the leaves plays the role of antennas.
Actually, they do. That's,
oh.
That's, yeah. That's. That's
yeah.
Form and function in the one. In the one
so it
one.
Always means whatever the rays goes back, they get reflected, and then you're having a better coverage. It's like antennas.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
that's just like, that's an attractive edge stage.
Great.
So, okay.
Yeah, what else?
And for the power source, we are having solar cells and rechargeable batteries. In this, and the base station is going to have the input from the power line for charging the batteries.
Is it really weight? Is it light or?
It is very light.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very light.
It's about the weight of a banana.
Okay.
To give you the correct look and feel.
Yeah.
Average.
And we have put these different colors so that people don't mistake it as a banana.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's, you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A child comes
I
in, so.
I think a child would try to eat it anyway, so maybe
yeah.
We should consider that. There may be health and safety aspects.
Oh,
yeah.
Mhm. Oh, we didn't think of that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the power source, apparently you want to use both solar cells.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You mean okay.
I
so
don't really know if the solar cells are actually necessary
yeah.
anymore.
Well,
the recharging base station.
Where
mm-hmm.
are you going to place them?
It'll be always at top somewhere there.
If I was gonna place them, I'd put them on the top here, since that's like.
Do you have enough surface?
But
you
yeah, I really don't think it's necessary to have the solar cells.
Yeah, because now we are having rechargeable batteries,
okay.
So that
what
is
would
good.
Be the autonomy, roughly?
The what? Sorry.
The autonomy. Autonomy.
What do you mean?
How long?
I mean, how long can it be out of a station?
A long time.
Yeah.
Eight to 10 hours.
No. It should be
most. No, most of the time it's not being used.
Yeah. So it's.
So
yeah,
when you're making
like
it on,
it
it's used
the
only
station
when
all
you.
The time. People leave when they leave it on the couch. So.
Mm-hmm. No, 8 or 10 hours of working. If you're just leaving like that, it'll be much longer.
Yeah. Weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Next slide.
Yeah. And we are having the speakers, regular chip for control. Pricing was a factor, so that's why we have gone for a regular chip only, not the advanced chip. And that's it.
Okay. This is look at all the ways.
That's right.
Okay. That's very sound. Very good. Anything else to look?
Seems to be
I like. Yeah. I like it. Maybe the thing that convince me the less is the multifunctional buttons. Looks a bit.
You want to have more functional buttons?
Looks a bit puzzled. I don't know how to say.
You're not
the
convinced.
Buttons change their function depending.
Not many. We want to keep it simple so that this button is for teletext, which is usually also the case. That usually there is a teletext button, and once you press that, the channel buttons, they become the scrolling buttons.
And the volume button will become.
It's up to you. Means now
well,
that
both could be useful.
Means
be
let's say this can move the larger digits, and this can move the smaller digits.
Or can move between positions.
That's
and
right.
The number.
What about people who want to use digits, but real buttons?
Well.
Yeah, so there was a constraint that the surface area which we have on this banana on one side, because of the shape. So we are targeting a segment which is just very trendy kind of thing. They don't care about the buttons anymore. And anyway,
have you thought about configuration and all this kind of stuff?
It's all automatic.
It's all automatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Well,
yeah.
We are living in a wonderful world.
Yeah. Benefits everywhere. Okay, so
Automatically configure it.
so we have to go through now
It will let.
variations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your slides are ready. So this is one, which one is this one?
Yeah. Okay, I constructed a list of criteria based on the general user requirements, and each criteria is will be evaluated. It's a logical criteria, so we must users must say if it's true or is or if it's false in a scale ranging from 0 to 7.
Why this strange factor of 7?
Because it actually, so
usually I have
yeah,
seen that
from,
scales
sorry,
are from
it's
1 to
from
10.
1 to 7. It's from 1 to 7, sorry. Because it should be an even. It should
Okay.
be an even
Okay.
scale.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 is too short and 9 is too long.
Okay. Okay, fine. Got the idea.
So to have, in order to have enough granularity, it's in order to have enough granularity
yeah.
in the evaluation.
Okay.
The variance is min.
Okay.
Okay.
Minimal.
Okay. Great.
I'm answering your question.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
And that's the criteria I found more useful. I think I could write the criteria on the whiteboard,
sure.
and we all four could range.
Okay. Yeah.
Could
yeah.
evaluate the.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can say fancy, handy. Handy.
Okay, let's evaluate if it's fancy.
Yeah, it's fancy, according to me.
7, but
yeah, 6.
Seven. 7 by me.
6.
I would say 7.
Okay.
It's fancy.
So you can add 7 plus 6 plus 7 plus.
No way.
Yeah.
Would you say 7?
5.
5.
Maybe 6. It's, I guess
okay,
it's
6.5. Andy?
Again, I'll give 7.
So
I'd give it a 6. Like I think it's probably more handy than my current remote.
Yeah.
Because of the scroll wheels, but maybe loses the point for not having, you know, the extra buttons when you really, if you do need them for some reason. But you know, you can always use your other remote.
So
7,
6?
Yeah.
6.5. Functional.
I'll give 5.
4.
Well, it depends when you say functional. Do you mean it does what we want it to do, or it does what it does, you know? Can it make you coffee? You know?
Well, for remote control, does it have all the capabilities?
Yeah.
It's well, compared to the all.
That's right.
Remote control.
That's right.
Before.
The standards. What is available in the market off the shelf?
I have to say 4.
Actually, I don't know what are the real specifications of a universal.
Well, it's not an universal
remote.
We're supposed to focus just on
kind of
TVs.
TVs.
Yeah.
Well, all TVs, but only like, only TVs. I guess.
So it's universal, but for TVs.
Yeah.
So 4.
5.
5.
4.
4.
So 4.2?
Just 4.
4.
4.
Put it 4.
Obviously there are some outliers, so.
Okay, cool device.
There I'll give it 7.
It means cool features, like new features.
That's right.
Which
for a TV, the most important feature which I felt was the locator, which is a cool feature. And then scroll buttons are again cool features. We don't have LCD for it, but that we decided we don't want to have.
Yeah.
I would say 5.
I would say 5.
6.
7.
For 6. Yeah. I think 7.
So it's 0, 7?
Yeah.
So it's 5, 5, 7, 7.
Okay.
Okay, definitely.
Definitely 7.
7.
7. 7. And you?
5.
You're not outlier.
Okay.
Alright, now here's the $60 million question. Well, 25 euro question.
Of course, we'll buy the
What do you guys reckon?
I'll say 5.
Of course, the more difficult question for the end.
I'll say 5.
25 euro.
I can't eat quite cheap, actually. I don't know if. Depends if you live in Switzerland or you live in.
Yeah, so the target price is for all Europe or only for rich countries. It's more targeting UK or.
I don't know, the initial specifications were for the whole Europe or.
So this is selling cost, not production cost.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is the
yeah.
initial specification.
Yeah, sure.
I'd say 6. It's quite cheap. So.
I'd say 2.
Why?
I don't want a banana on my living room table.
No, but it's very handy actually if you see.
It is handy.
It's so handy.
It's
and
handy,
then
but it's terrible.
Anybody who comes to your anybody who comes to your home, he'll at least ask once, what is this?
Yeah, but it's not a positive thing.
It's a very positive thing
well,
if you
yeah.
see like that.
It's handy.
Well,
it's ergonomic,
forget,
but
well,
it's a banana.
Don't forget who we are targeting also. Well,
youngsters.
Yeah,
young,
I would buy this. So.
No, well, yeah, I if
yeah.
you would be young, not even that young, like a teenager, for instance.
No, it's I.
Okay.
I would buy.
You're crazy teenager and you like fun.
You want
things.
To flaunt
yeah.
your, with your girlfriend or something.
Yeah, you want to show the beautiful banana you have.
Or might be it is some other kind of thing, but.
Still, I'd say too. I don't think at any stage in my life I would want a banana in my control, really.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay.
I could say maybe there is a market for it.
Okay,
I know.
So you say 2.
Yeah.
I say 5.
I say 5. You say?
I change the question.
So
and you have saved it?
So, yeah, upload the.
You'll have to reload?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so it depends if.
Yeah, it's two different situations. If you really need a universal remote control, or if you would change your remote control for a new one.
Yeah, that's two.
If I had to spend 25 euro, if that was like my limit, maybe I would buy it, because the other 25 euro remote controls are probably gonna look.
They're not
worse
going to be
a banana.
And they might not be as easy as this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of, you know, handy to you.
Yeah.
So, what now?
I stick to 5.
I go slightly up 6.
Still has the word of course at the beginning. So, I don't know.
What, 6?
I'll give it a 4 now.
So, we are
6?
6, 5, 4.
6. So, it's.
5.5.
Yeah. Okay.
So last question: would I change my remote control from Mando? Zero? No, if we can. So 1.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, if it's the same thing, I would. No,
yeah.
Let's up with 2.
I'd say 3. I mean, my remote control is kind of at home is pretty terrible. If it was change my remote control of my DVD player from Mando Banana, then I would be more inclined to.
For the TV.
But because it's really bad. But I'd say 3.
I'll still give it 5.
5.
Yeah.
2, 3,
yeah,
5.
Romantic.
2, 3, 2. And 2.
So it's somewhere 3.5, I think.
Yeah, 3.5.
Who is that, right? You said five?
No, I
no,
said
no,
five.
I said five. He isn't the outlier. Okay, let's just do a sun.
I don't know if
it's
not very promising, but you know, why not young
characters?
Because
there are more. Yeah, we shouldn't sound like that.
Well, maybe we should. We should. I mean,
because
globally,
the last two questions are much more important than the rest, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we wouldn't.
Is there
some
formula you're using that says you have to sum them up?
No, I didn't do anything.
Well, just leave it at that then.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
So maybe we should stick to a general thing.
Yeah.
We can have out of these numbers, which is that. Well, we should go for it.
I think it's
yeah,
kind of,
it's funny.
If you sum it.
Okay. So let's move on.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so now we have to estimate the costs. Okay. So I prepare an Excel where we are going to calculate the production costs. We should be below 12.5. So I already put some numbers here. Okay, we are going to go through. So this is the number of components we need for this thing. So it appears that there were things that we didn't talk about, and also things that I forgot to put, like solar cells.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we decided against the solar cells.
So
let's
say, yeah. We
okay.
said no to that.
So let's go through all the lights. So hand dynamo, this is something we didn't thought about. But
you mean charging it by shaking the banana?
Yeah.
I think rechargeable batteries will take care of the power thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to bring
okay,
the cost.
So we stick to battery one.
Yeah.
No kinetic. Also, I don't see the difference between kinetic and dynamo.
Well, maybe dynamo is like you have to actually.
Oh, you have to. Okay, see, so kinetic is really shaking the banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. It's better next for
you.
Let's go ahead. So
okay.
We only have one for battery. Then for electronics. So I didn't put anything for the moment.
So we have the regular chip on the print.
Yeah.
Which is one.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay. No. So we hit.
And we have sample speaker.
Yeah. So
yeah.
One.
Yeah. Oh, the cost of that is very high.
Oh, yeah. The cost.
Well,
so
actually, that sample speaker is not. We're not using that. We're just using
the beep.
The very beep, simple beep. That
uh-huh.
that sample thing is
that's
like a voice recording.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll remove it.
Yeah. I say that. Yeah.
And we have
so if we need there is no listing for radio frequency thing.
Yeah. So we will put some extras if there is something.
We'll see later. Okay, so for the case, I put single curve.
Okay. To reduce the cost. It's okay.
Well, wait a second.
Because
it's double curved, it's got it.
Oh, it's got all the directions, so don't worry.
Well, yeah, it's monotonic.
It's got all the direction.
It's got, but if you hold it that way, that's two curved. One on this side, one on that side, but they're up on the side.
Actually,
this is actually, I mean, this
if
probably...
I put one here.
This probably actually costs more than a three.
Yeah,
if
so
you,
let's put one. Yeah, in double curve
okay.
instead of
okay.
single curve. All right.
Yeah.
So we stick to plastic. It costs nothing.
That's right.
Well, didn't we say we want to do rubber?
No, too. No.
So if you drop it,
too expensive.
Too expensive.
Well,
we're
okay.
already at
well,
11.
We'll come back. We'll come back and see if we can fit it in.
Okay, so I'll control the one. Okay, so special color, yellow.
Yeah.
For the interface, we have.
We don't have any push buttons.
No, we have three push buttons.
We have three.
No, that is a scroll wheel itself. It'll be put in that.
No, we have
Ah,
scroll and we have three push buttons.
okay.
Actually,
Okay, it's gonna have to be
when you
classic.
wrote regular chip, you should put two because there is another chip here.
No, there is no chip. This is just radio frequency thing.
Yeah.
This is
Yeah,
not
but
chip.
no. There's no chip there. It just emits the signal
It's just
and the
frequency.
receiver accepts it and
Yeah, so
that's it.
it does nothing, actually?
No.
Just
Just
sends the signal,
on
that's
your
it.
contact level.
It's a recharger thing and
Okay, we didn't think thought about integrated scroll wheel push buttons.
Well, I actually did think about it myself, but I thought, because you could potentially, you could be pushing it down as you scroll it for a instead of a turbo button.
Yeah,
But the turbo
so
button just adds that extra class.
yeah.
So I mean, if we're over budget, then maybe we could rethink that.
Okay, so no LCD. So for we have no button supplements,
Yep.
right?
No.
Well, in fact, couldn't we consider this button as a button supplement because, oh no, these are for colors. And special forms,
Yeah.
special colors, and special
No,
materials.
we don't
So,
need anything special for it.
okay, so we are over budget.
Yeah, so first thing which we should take care of is
Make it
instead
plastic
of
instead of rubber.
rubber, let it be plastic.
And then we're basically on budget except for, 10 cents.
And that much money will be required for the base station, which is not there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, maybe, in fact, we have to put two here. Because it costs nothing.
Yeah, well,
Yeah,
yeah, base station is made
that's
out
right.
of m many millions
So
of
might be
parts.
90 centimes for the remaining things, which the cord and everything which will
Exactly,
go.
exactly. So we have margin for that stuff.
That's right.
Does that include charging circuitry and everything?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, good. Excellent.
So what do we do with the extra profits?
We invest in R&D.
Okay. With mixed fruit.
So, well, we're under the cost, so we can go through to project evaluation.
Okay, so now we have a product which nobody would buy. Would buy.
Sorry?
No, we have a
Yeah,
product which
because
none of us would buy.
the evaluation project.
Which is different. None of us will buy.
No, it's people in Milan and in Paris
I would
that
buy,
are
yeah.
gonna buy it.
Massively, yeah.
We're not in Milan or Paris.
Yeah, okay. You have been in Milan a couple of times,
Actually, there were a
so.
lot
The
of
battery.
And you said the lowest score, so.
This is actually what you can.
Detachable
That's
battery.
because I'm sick of
Yeah, for the
Milan.
batteries. Extra battery, yeah.
Okay, so project process.
Well, in fact, I didn't know. I didn't know really what to say here. If you have any idea about what we can say, so I don't understand what they mean by satisfaction. For example, should it be more like a status of these meetings? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, we use a little bit of the whiteboard and the digital pen, not that much.
No, I think we had a fair bit of creativity.
Oh yeah, it's really crazy.
And but I think one thing we missed out of this whole process was a focus group with the actual people we're targeting. We needed some of these kind of young trendsetters to come in and play with the banana and, see if they
They liked it.
like it.
Yeah, maybe we should go through the evaluation.
Because yeah, the evaluation for us is kind of pointless.
Biased.
So maybe we should do a kind of evaluation in the streets, like asking to young people, well, do you like to have a banana as a remote control?
Because it would also be interesting to to find out if we have a market in really young children as well, to see, how to market this thing. Because maybe you don't want to give all your kids their own remote because they'll be changing the channel all the time, but maybe in some households where there's TV for each kid, then banana remote control could be fun for them as well. Might have to draw a face on it. So, but I think that's something we need to work on next time is really finding out more about the target market.
Any new ideas we could investigate next time? I don't know, ranges.
Yeah, the cost of the thing can be made more than might be, because I think it's just the optimal what we have done for the cost which we are looking forward to.
Yeah, I think there are ways we could maybe simplify the,
Interface.
well, just the circuit board that we're using inside. I'm not sure really how complicated our needs are. All we have is two push buttons and two scroll wheels. Do we really need an integrated circuit to process that?
So more general remote control instead of just focusing on TV. The
That's right.
complexity shouldn't be much higher.
Yeah.
For you said if it goes for DVD, then I
And
would.
also for, for mood lighting and stuff, that would be rather cool. I think that's actually something that should be in version 2, is the ability to control
Integrate.
things other than the TV and not just electronic equipment, but the whole environment of the room.
Okay. Very good.
So,
So,
what else?
well done. I think we can go
Home?
home.
Happily satisfied.
Yeah, maybe we can ask the production department to make a real prototype that we can use at home to evaluate. Okay, so thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
We didn't get the pop-up this time that meeting is 5 minutes or 3 minutes or something.
Yeah, because it was longer than the others.
Okay.
No?
Remove the covers.
Oh. Here it is.